Abigail, Ksenia, we studied a whole year together, school year. And I want to take this opportunity to share some of the thoughts that we learned, some of the questions that you had, like, can God forgive me if I'm not sorry? God always forgives us. Even when we're not sorry, but when we're not sorry, we don't want to accept the forgiveness. So let me speak about the two sacraments that Abigail and Ksenia received, confession, communion. Yesterday I went to confession to prepare myself for this special day. People sometimes think confession is the absence, getting rid of sin. The saints used to say, confession is the place where you rediscover your beauty. How wonderful you are in God's eyes, and how wonderful you can be. When people speak about all the things we learned, I try to remind you the goal for you is to become beautiful from the inside out. To look in your conscience and your heart as the first and best safe place. People talk a lot about safe places, but there is nothing so safe as your conscience and your heart, where every night you can look at yourself and say, I am happy with myself. I am honest with myself. We talked about looking honestly at your life. People sometimes say young children are afraid of the dark, and older people, right, are afraid of the light. We like to hide in our hearts, in our jobs, in our little places, not to be safe, but to run away from who we are. So when we went to the sacrament of confession, we said, it's not so much that I believe I'm strong, but I believe God is strong enough to help me become even more beautiful than I am. Being in church, another one of the main thoughts that we talked about is you are not alone. Even when you want to be, you are not alone. You have your family, you have the church, you have society, you have a lot of good people who want to help you. That is why when Jesus spoke about the entire Bible, he said there are just two main commandments. Remember we talked about the Ten Commandments? But there's just two main ones. You can boil it down to two main ones. Love God and who else? Ourselves, your neighbor, right? Love God and neighbor. And then you will do the right thing. It's not always easy to understand what that is. That's why God gave you parents. God gave you the ability to read, to look, and to find out what's the right answer in this. And then we also talked that the church has no punishment for sin. At all. There's an old saying, you are never punished because of your sins. You are punished by them. You are free to choose everything, but not everything you choose will make you free. So that's why the wisdom of your parents and those who raised you are so important, because sometimes something looks so good. How could it possibly end up bad? And sometimes things trick us. And remember we talked about temptation as being a bad idea? And that bad idea is 99% true. jump off the building. You've never done it before. It's beautiful. You're going to fly. All true. The only thing they don't tell you is that you're going to hit the ground and get very, very hurt. So temptation can be sneaky because there's a lot of truth to it. And once again, that's why we look to our elders to guide us and to give us wisdom. Be courageous in your life. Another thing that we often repeated is, you will never be so fast as to run away from yourself. Throughout your life and at the end of your life, who will be there? Abigail and Ksenia. And it is good to look at yourself and to say, I am not perfect, because a saint is a sinner that keeps on trying. It takes a lot of courage to keep on trying. I have friends, a lot of them. Some of them hang out in bars and they go, well, at least I'm not a hypocrite. I go, no, you gave up long ago. You don't try at all. What courage is there in that? Don't you want someone who says, I will try to be the best friend you ever had? That's courage. And when they fail, they're going to go, I'm going to try one more time. Some of the greatest painters and sculptors in the world made mistakes. And I'll tell you a little story. When they would make sculpture out of marble, marble was very expensive. And sometimes when you're chiseling away or using sandpaper, you can make a mistake. Chisel off an ear, chisel off a nose. And in the old days, what they would do is they would melt wax and mix it with marble dust and make a fake nose and make a fake ear and try to sell the statue with all its mistakes. And in Latin, wax is cero. Sine is without. So the real sculptors who never stole their sculptures that were mistaken said, our sculptures have no wax. They are sincero, sincere, sincere. That means you are honest with yourself and with others. So I never said to you, Ksenia is going to be perfect, Abigail is going to be perfect, but I did say, be honest, be sincere. Wherever there are mistakes and faults, be honest enough to admit them so that you know what needs to be fixed. And so, in our concluding thing, try to be beautiful. Christ didn't say, don't do this and don't do that. Only, he said, love God, love your neighbor, and that's how you become beautiful, from the inside. So as we receive Holy Communion, it is God's presence in our life. It is Christ saying, you are not alone. You have your family, you have the church, and you have your God, who will be with you always, will forgive you everything if you want to be forgiven. So keep on trying, keep on being a good person, because the church is not a museum for saints. It's a hospital for sinners, people who are courageous enough, believe enough to become beautiful one day at a time. Christos Voskres.